Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go Milo.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Lulu Simon.
Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto. We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. It's a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye overalls. I'm Ronnie Karam. You can also find me over on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast, which is nearing the end of the season of The Bachelorette and is super fun. So thank you guys for joining us for that one. And here I am with a gorgeous, talented, handsome, thin, and fully haired Mr. Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a hilarious cartoon on YouTube. So go check that out. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you doing, my little television show creator?
I'm great. I'm broadcasting from downtown Norfolk, Virginia. Norfolk. I don't know. I don't know how to say it, but it's one of those, and that's where I am right now.
Watch your mouth.
Norfolk. I've been told it's either Norfolk or Norfolk, but then I wind up always saying Norfolk, which is the worst one of all.
Oh, Norfolk. Everyone, thank you so much for being here today for this very special part two reunion episode. This is the last episode that we will be recapping without an audience this season.
Whoa.
Real Housewives of New York. You know why? Because we're going to do it live next week in Pittsburgh, which is nuts. Am I right? We have three live shows next week. We'll be traveling the country. So we hope you guys can make it. Pittsburgh, the Real Housewives of New York recap is sold out. So sorry. But on the 25th, we'll be in Cleveland doing the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion part two. And then Pittsburgh the next night. And then the 27th, we'll be in Baltimore doing Southern Charm. Following that, starting in September, here's our list. I'm going to do it real quick because I know you guys get sick of listening to plugs. So here they are. Live shows in Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta, Carrboro, Richmond, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, Chicago, New York City, St. Louis, Philadelphia, and Seattle. And that should round us out for 2019. So go get your live show tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com, which is also where you'll find links to our merchandise. Our limited shirts for this month are Demoted to Friend Of, Season 1 Camille, and Resting Honey Face. And you can also become a member of Patreon, which is where you'll find our video recaps. We do two of those a week. This week was Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Below Deck Med. And you can join our Discord server, which is like a private chat channel. So go do that, everybody. We sure love you. And thank you for being so supportive of us and taking care of us, our little sugar mamas and daddas. We love you.
Yeah, and on that Discord server, if you're like really mad at like all the racists in the Big Brother house or into Love Island, that's where you can talk about it. So yeah, it's super fun.
Yes, and we also have bonus episodes weekly on Patreon, and that's at the cheapest level on Patreon. So it doesn't cost much to join to get those. This week's was about something, and next week's is going to be about Real Housewives of Dallas. It's going to be a breakdown of that trailer. Those are our favorite bonuses to do. So go check those out.
this week's was actually our recap of Southern Charm New Orleans. So it was actually a pretty significant bonus episode.
Yeah, I didn't mean to minimize it. I just, my brain wasn't working. So I was like, you know what? Everything about me is ageless except my brain. Okay, Andy?
It's a real, like, wake up. Okay. Yeah, so it's part two of Real Housewives of New York. God, this show just is just the gift that keeps on giving. And we just get right into it. We start with like a Ramona segment, and Andy Cohen, he basically is like, welcome back. Well, the Ramona coaster is something that's truly ageless. And Sonia just goes, fully greased. And then Ramona just goes, oh boy. And then we just dive right into a wonderful Ramona coaster montage, which is the best kind of montage.
What was
and
this?
Watching it.
Oh, go ahead. What? No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that watching it, the fact that there are even rumors that Ramona could get demoted to friend of is shocking. When you watch that montage, there's no way a person like this could ever be downgraded to friend of. I'm sorry. Absolutely no way.
I know. She's a mess. And this whole reunion, the whole first half of the reunion is her. And I was dying laughing. I mean, no one is more Ramona than Ramona, you know?
No one.
And as far as the vile, horrible things she does and says, of course, but no one does them as charmingly as Ramona. It's like you can't even be mad at her, you know?
Yeah, you can't. And I mean, we just see like just a season's worth of bad behavior, as they say. And then it comes out of it and she's, whoa, not a dull moment around me. Oh boy. I'm like, is oh boy her new thing? Oh boy.
Oh boy. Oh
boy.
Also, I just have to point out Andy's opening line. You said it, but I just have to really concentrate on it. Because at this point, I don't even know if anybody's writing these. It just seems like he's making stuff up. It's like, her name is Ramona. She had an assistant named Pomona. She likes hills and skis on buses. I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, this is what I wrote down. Life with Ramona Singer can be a bumpy ride. This season went off the rails with everyone not named Harry or Mario, proving once again the Ramona coaster is ageless. What the fuck does that even mean? It's like some weird word salad.
And also, if the Ramona coaster is ageless, then she never should be demoted to friend of, because, whoa, the Ramona coaster is ageless. You just said it, okay?
Did you see the Instagram post? I think it was Watch What Happens Live posted something saying, there's a reason she's called ageless. And it shows Ramona looking beautiful on Watch What Happens Live. And then she commented, it's because I use ageless by Ramona. It's like, we know Ramona.
Yeah. Yes. Talk about gilding the lily. She just like covers the lily in cement.
Whoa. Cemented the lily, okay?
I cemented it. Now the lily cements with the fishes. No, it's the other way around.
Let's face it. I'm single and ready to mingle, and I like men. There's only 24 hours in a day, and I want to meet a nice guy.
Yeah. So fans want to know if there'll be a reconciliation with Ramona and Mario. It's like, well, you know what? We're just in different parts of our lives right now, and we have a nice friendship, okay? Like, he's busy trying to bang a millennium, okay? And I'm busy drinking my hard rock, which appeals to millenniums also, okay?
And he's like, what is going on with you and Harry Dubin? And she's like, we're great friends. That's what's going on. You know what? I had a cavity. And I was like, Harry, look at my cavity. And he did with his tongue. You know, we're just friends. And he's like, with benefits. And she's like, look, I was drunk. Okay, what do you want from me? We're like kissing cousins. And Sonia goes, cousins kiss. I'm like, listen, if anyone made out with our cousin, it was Sonia. So let's stop acting so surprised over there, Sonia.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I've had a little bit too much to drink and you should have never kissed me. And of course I responded because I can't help myself, okay?
She goes, it's not like I denied it. I mean, I didn't deny it. And then they show clips of her denying it. And everyone's like, shut up, Ramona.
And she's like, you know what? I was embarrassed, okay? I was embarrassed, all right? So I guess I did, okay? But I didn't say because it was embarrassed. And then Dorinda just goes, table 61, table 61.
Goodbye. I'm not heckling, I'm just saying. It's like, you know what I say? Everything is ageless about me except my mind, okay? My mind's not ageless, right? And they're all groaning. They're like, oh, Ramona. And Bethany's like, yeah.
At this point, Bethany.
Yeah, she stands and starts applauding. She's like, yeah, the winner goes to, that's amazing. That's not even a reach. That's like a reach around. That's when you're like having sex with someone in the butt and like you reach around and play with the penis, right?
Yeah, it's like you give a reach around, and then you know what you splooged out? The truth. That's what it was.
And Sonya starts. This is a very active reunion. They're all doing all these motions and like pantomiming stuff. And Sonya does this like pantomime pulling in a rope or something. I didn't know what she was doing until she said, throwing a rope out so Ramona can hang herself.
Yeah. And then Ramona is now, she's like trying to spin this into like life lessons that she's learned. She's like, now I've learned never to swear my daughter's life because obviously my mind isn't working quite well. I'm, you know, it's like that movie, A Beautiful Mind. It should be called A Beautiful But Not Ageless Mind, okay?
Yeah, I'm like Russell Pigeon, just standing there with numbers going all around my head, okay? How am I supposed to expect to remember numbers, okay? Like they said 62, but then when the other lady said 61, that's what registered in my mind, okay? It's what my mind thought, okay? It's what my mind thought. And Dorinda's like, let me check. I don't want to be pushy, son. I want you to push me.
Yeah. You know what? Because, like, I sat down, and then Dorinda said, like, why are you at this table? And I said, I'm at this table, okay? And it really fucked up my head, because when I saw it on TV, I said 62, and I said, where's my mind? And then I walked into a room and Russet Potato was there looking at numbers on the wall, and I was like, why are you looking at numbers? Why are there so many numbers? Is the elevator? And it's like, there's no elevator even in here. I'm on the first floor. And I was like, whoa, my mind is really going. It's really scary, okay?
It's like nuts, okay? Dorinda's like, listen, you kindly invited me, and when you invite someone, you can't work on it, okay? And she's like, well, there was this empty seat next to me. There was empty seat right next to me. She's like, no, there wasn't, number one. And number two, it was table number 62. And not only did I confirm it with you, I got the list from Michelle, and I brought it over to you, and I put it in your face. And you said, stop making the scene. So here's the whole thing. Instead of you making excuses, like you always do. I was like, look who's talking, ma'am. Okay, what is this? A baby, a movie with talking babies? Because look who's talking, Miss Dorinda. Okay?
Whoa. You know what's crazy? When I watched it back on TV, I saw that the empty seat next to me, someone was sitting in. And I was like, whoa. My mind is making up empty seats. I can't believe this. I need to check myself in to a facility that's going to teach me about my brain so it's not so unageless anymore, okay?
She's like, well, I'm sorry about the whole fiasco. And she goes, no. You say, I'm sorry, Dorinda. It was rude of me. It was inconsiderate. It wasn't nice. It was egregious. And Ramona goes, the whole situation wasn't nice, okay? She goes, no. It's not resolved. And this was not nice. Say you're sorry and move on. And Sonia's like patting her shoulder like, oh.
Yeah. And Ramona just keeps saying fiasco. She's like, you know what? The whole thing was a fiasco.
That was nuts.
You know what? I never swear my daughter's life, and it was a fiasco, okay? And you know what? It was a fiasco. I just bought a new car. I got a Chevrolet Fiasco. Have you ever seen one of those before? Yeah, it's not a good car. It's called a fiasco for a reason, okay? And I swore my daughter's life. I would never buy a Chevrolet. And oops, I swore my daughter's life again. What a fiasco.
Yeah, it was a fiasco. It's like Tinsley's eggs. You know, I just said those aren't even spicy. Put on some fiasco, you know? Then they'll be nice, spicy eggs, Tinsley. Okay, it's a fiasco.
Yeah, it's like Luann sobriety, a total fiasco. That's what that dinner was like, a total Luann sobriety.
And Andy's like, well, the other lie that you got caught in. And Bethany's like, round one. We got round one. All right. Let me count the lie. Ding, ding, ding. Shut up, Bethany. Yeah. Okay. You are not like Bethany's had a very good season, but Bethany is such a fucking monster. And I will not forget it just because she's acted nice for one season. You are not the host of this show. But even Andy is like, yeah, she's the host. They've even situated her so close to Andy that when they give Andy his one shot, she's in it like the co-host. Yeah. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it's very much like it's like Regis and Kathy Lee, essentially.
Oh, it's so annoying. And then
Ramona, who's never one to see a patch of land and not dig a hole and put herself into it, when Andy's like, so let's talk about lie number two, and Ramona's like, well, I didn't realize the first one was a lie, okay? Sorry, it was a fiasco, but it wasn't a lie.
Here we go,
Giovanni 62. I want to see Dorinda at bingo. She's just going to call out 62 every time. The next number is 62.
Ramona's like, listen, it was my mind. Okay, it's not like I made up some story. And then Bethany's like, listen, when you talk out loud, you sound like a moron.
Ah.
Did my hotel Wi-Fi cut out? I've been noticing.
It
you know,
did. It did. It just went.
We can thank the beautiful Marriott of Norfolk, Virginia, for this beautiful hotel Wi-Fi.
It's like, what? I didn't even know my Wi-Fi went out. Hey.
Like my mind, you know, this is the one recap where if the Wi-Fi comes in and out, it still will all make sense, right?
Yeah, just hearing the sound effect, beep, beep, it's like, okay, and then Ramona talked.
Exactly, because honestly, hearing Dorinda go, hey, 62, 62, is not much different than hearing, hey,
when you talk out loud, you sound like a moron. She goes, I don't care, okay? And Andy's like, okay, well, here's the other line. The guest list your birthday party. Remember when we saw that clip of your friend telling you to invite Sonya and you said no, and then you told Sonya that they weren't invited? Come on, Ramona. And Bethany's in the shot like,
I remember that, Andy. Andy. Yep.
And Luann's also chiming in. She's like, caught with the pants down. Pants down. Pants down.
It's like, you, Luann, you literally got caught in a hotel room with your pants down, okay? I don't know that you're one to throw this stone. You're not the one to throw the pants down stone, okay?
Yeah, the pants. Stop throwing those corduroy pants at the glass wall.
Yes, don't throw corduroy pants if you live in a jeans house, okay?
Yes, you can quote that. Everyone can put that in the Crappins quote book. Don't throw corduroy pants if you live in a jeans house.
Makes as much sense as Ramona's excuses. Yeah. She's like,
I wonder why we don't get that podcast award. Why do we never win that?
So Ramona's like, listen, I wanted my birthday from me, okay? I didn't want it to be filmed. And if I invited the girls, I would have to film it, okay? Because it's not like I could just break the third world, okay? Like, you don't just break a third line on TV.
I like the idea of Ramona being concerned about breaking the third world.
She's like, whoa, I just broke as the a third concept. World. How are we going to feed all these people?
I went to the Republic of Conga Line, and I said, I don't want to break you, okay? So I won't film my birthday party.
And Andy's like, the fourth wall? It's like, whatever, Andy, okay? So I'm just like, what are you even talking about? We go on trips together. We do everything together, Ramona. Why is it breaking the fourth wall?
Yeah, and I like that when she's like, you know, when she's saying that she just didn't, you know, she didn't want it to be filmed because she wanted it to be personal. And the winner just goes, oh, come on.
Oh, really?
She's just piling on wherever she can with whatever she can. You know, whatever Ramona even says. The other day I had a Snickers bar for the first time in 12 years. Oh, really? A Snickers bar? More like Three Musketeers if I ever saw one.
Stop hiding from us. It's all a mess. You know, manipulate. So Andy's like, you're on a reality show. That's part of your job. And she's like, listen, I just wanted something from me, okay? Sorry, third world. Sorry. Broken.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Nepal. You can't get to see my birthday party, okay?
So Andy's like, well, that really hurt my feelings. She's like, oh, yeah, it would hurt my feelings. But I saw it too, okay? I get it. It would hurt my feelings too. Look at me admitting when I'm wrong. Okay? So he's like, how can you tell my friends that you're trying to break into society when you're about 70 years old, Ramona? She goes, listen, I've known them 30 years, okay? I know them better than you. And Sonya's like, well, by the way, you're not there when we have a tete-a-tete in private clubs.
And Tinsley just goes, Tinsley's like, can I speak now?
No,
fine.
Shut up.
You say you wanted it to be private, but then it's all over your Instagram story, so it wasn't super private. And I was like, whoa, well, yeah, because I was very happy. I was having a personal, happy day, okay? As opposed to an impersonal, sad day with you, Tinsley, okay?
And suddenly he goes, move on, move on.
Is Tinsley talking? Okay, that means we've run this to the ground. Move on.
Does Scott pay for Tinsley to have some airtime right now? Moving on. Moving on.
So then Andy's like, so Ramona, can we talk about the terrible things he said about Dennis after he died? And she's like, whoa, whoa. You know what? That was terrible. Like my mind. It's like I don't even know where my mind is. If someone finds my mind, can someone tell me? Because I don't know where it is. It's like I've lost it. It's not ageless, okay? I apologize to everyone. So Dennis, to God, to his family, to Ron Howard for making that beautiful movie with Russell Crowe. I also want to thank Cher. She's a beautiful singer, a beautiful person, inside and out. I want to thank I'm making the donuts guy from Dunkin' Donuts. He's an inspiration because I always like donuts in the morning, and I never used to have them in the morning. And then I saw the commercial. I was like, whoa, I want them in the morning. Who else do I have to thank?
I want to thank the giraffe from the Toys R Us stores. Whoa, what an inspiration. They're like, Ramona, focus. She's like, okay.
He doesn't want to grow up. He wants to be ageless, okay?
And Bethany goes, listen, all right. There's a certain level of bad behavior we expect from you, okay? But then I watch a show and it's like, boom, smack, pow, slap, punch, crack, lick, slide, stop, drop, roll. I mean, come on. It's like you have a thing with me. What?
She's like, never reading Batman.
You've called you are the worst person in your talking heads about every single person on this show. Can you please get off the cross? Please.
And also, could you narrate a reboot of the 1960s Batman? Just like... Batman punches him, pow. Like what's going on? He just like punch someone. Like what? Like so it's a big deal? He like hit someone? Like you want me to say pow? Okay, pow, bang, snap. Okay, like what's going on? What's the matter?
Listen here, Anne Hathaway. You know Michelle Pfeiffer. Okay, there I said it. Yeah. I said it. There I said
Wait,
it.
You're like the Catwoman. Okay, you don't look like a Catwoman. You know what? You're just like a girl with ears on. Okay, you know what? You know what I call that? A not woman. All right, that's what you got.
Bethany's like, you have something with me. Like, I don't know what it is. It's just something. And you have it with me, Ramona. You have it with me. Like, what's the thing you have with me? And Ramona goes, no, I don't. I mean, look, your behavior can be atrocious. She shrugs.
Yeah. And that's, no, I think she said my behavior can be atrocious.
Oh,
she,
I thought she said,
I don't know.
I thought it works she was like, you're ways. Atrocious. I mean, what do you want from me, you know?
But then because she goes, and it's my problem. And she goes, to me. And then Luann goes, well, she does have a mean streak. She really has a mean streak. Ramona, very, very mean streak. You ever see a streak? I mean, I have a streak of sold out shows, but Ramona has a streak of meanness.
Listen, Luann, okay, she didn't come after you this season unwarranted. Oh, really? You're all coming after? Just wait. Just wait for even the rest of this hour, okay? Give me a break. So she's like, man, how could you do this to me after the year I've had? Like, you don't even say anything to me? Like, you see me at that crab bake where I was totally talking shit about you and saying that you shouldn't even be here and you shouldn't even be invited? Remember that? And you said, like, you didn't even say anything to me because you're, like, too worried about your neon heels and your lobsters. And you didn't even come over and say anything to me. Like, how could you? How could you not be compassionate to me?
Well, I never know if I'm going to get my eyes scratched out, okay? Whoops. There goes that ageless mind again, not being very ageless.
That's crap. She's like, no, it's not. Just scary, okay? You're very hot and cold with me. Scare me, okay? That's it. I said it. It's there. It's on the table, well, right? I said it.
You're hot and you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're up and you're down. You're right when you're wrong. All that. So Bethany's like, who should be scared of who? Huh? I'm like, I think actually we should all be scared of you, Bethany. You are very terrifying at all times.
Yeah. You're both pretty scary. And Ramona's like, I'm scared of you. That's who. I'm scared of you. Because you come at me with more guns blazing than everybody. And when you're upset with me, it's like, I just keep my distance. I'm like, okay. I'm just going to keep my distance. Okay. It's scary. That's it.
Yeah, then don't do it behind my back, okay? Like, don't do it behind my back. Do it to my face, okay? She's like, whoa, wasn't behind your back. Eight digs. Look at the show. Eight digs. Okay. You know who my favorite actor is now? Used to be Tay Diggs, now it's 8 Diggs. You know what I'm saying? Huh? Get it? You want to write that one down, Andy? 8 Diggs? Star friend?
And Sonya's just sitting there going, touche, touche, tete-a-tete, private clubs, touche.
She probably is starting off an email to a guy named Shay that she wants to fuck. Touche, do you want to meet tonight? No, let's start that over. Touche, you want to fuck tonight? No. Let's try that again.
And Dorinda's like, do not touch the Morgan letter, Touche. Okay, Dorinda. Nandy's like, Ramona, I've got to ask. Do you ever learn from things that you do? I mean, come on. We've done this 11 times now. Then we get a clip of Ramona over the years at reunions. So fucking priceless. Listen, very outspoken. You know, sometimes people just say, Ramona, whoa, she's outspoken. Then the next one, you know what? You look like a bully, okay? I'm sorry I look like a bully. It's my personality, okay?
Well, I wouldn't want to be friends with me, okay? I mean, it's very scary being friends with someone who's so ageless, except in the mind, of course, okay?
I know it came across as hurtful, and even watching myself on camera, I'm like, is that me? Or is that Catwoman? Okay, boom, pow, lick, smack. Stop stealing my shit, Ramona. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a horrible person. There, I just said it again. 2019, okay?
Yeah, she's like, whoa, you know what? I'm trying the best that I can. And Bethany's like, you know what? I had to watch What Happens Live poll, okay, when I was hosting, okay? And guess what? The viewer said that what you said was the single most egregious, worst, vile thing you've ever done. And you've done a lot of vile things, okay? So it's like the worst thing you've ever done, ever. Everyone's like, whoa, wow. I'm surprised Bravo even put it up. So I guess we both have egg on our face.
And Andy's like, don't blame Bravo, okay? Listen, everyone says things and they all go in the show. And Bethany's like, yeah, yeah. It wouldn't be fair to show her flaws pointing at Luann and not yours, all right? All right?
We all have flaws, darling. We all have flaws.
And he's come like, no, I'm defending you. I'm defending you. I'm just saying you're a flawed person, you know, who gets bologna sandwiches thrown in your face for no reason, for not even breaking a law, getting drunk and fucking in someone else's hotel room and acting like a drunk after I helped you.
Yes, yes. No, no. I support everything Bethany's saying because she's defending me in my roundhouse. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, look, I was wrong, okay? I wish I hadn't said it. And if I could take it back, I could have taken it back. But look, I even called you after it aired. And I was like, well, can't believe Bravo put that in. I'm really sorry that Bravo can't take that back, okay?
Yeah. Whoa, I'm really sorry. I mean, you would think that after I called Bravo and pestered the executive producer of the show for about an hour straight and said, why did you include that in the show? Why did you make me look that bad? You would think that Bravo would take it down, but I guess not. I guess not.
Yeah, and Andy's like, well, you know, there were some nice moments, like in Upstate when you talked about being abused, and then that part when Bethany hugged you, and it was like a real hug without a knife in her hand, and Bethany's like, yeah, I have compassion for Ramona, because, like, I sent a text, and I said, like, look, Ramona, I have no ill feelings towards you, okay? Like, I'm making you feel better about what you did to me, what you did to me, all right?
Yeah, and she has this whole thing, she's like, you know what? Ramona has never come up to me and never said, like, you know what? I've been disgusting to you. You know what? I've been terrible to you. You know what? And I feel bad for what you're going through. All right? And Ramona's like, well, I don't know what to do to stop that. And Bethany's like, you don't have to do anything. I'm like, you just said you're upset that Ramona has not, like, made gestures or overtures to be emotionally supportive to you. And then when Ramona's like, well, what do I do? And you say you don't have to do anything. Tell Ramona, no, you're not being honest, Bethany. Say, I want you to next time call me and reach out to me. You know, so like Bethany also contributes to this.
Oh my God. Bethany's such a hypocrite. Has Bethany ever apologized to anybody for anything ever? Ever?
Yeah, here or there. Here or there. But not, you know, not after going through some crazy. Like, it always takes a little bit of like she goes nuts and then it takes like some perspective / the audience basically.
Yeah, / Twitter
getting mad at her.
Evil tweets, you know.
Yeah,
so she's exactly. Like, you know what? Like, I try to be kind. And look, that's me saying that. I was like, well, you know, see, that's why you gotta love Bethany, because at least she has some self-awareness.
Exactly.
And so now like, I have a kind side, you know? I mean, I have more young sides than I have kind sides, but it's still there, okay?
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Andy starts talking about the New York Loves Kids event, and he's like, whoa, this was like one of the most cringeworthy things I've ever seen.
And Sonya's still on the show. I mean, that's saying a lot.
Yeah. He's like, Dorinda, why did you react the way you did on that thing? And Dorinda's like, well, you know what? It was all about Ramona. You know what? And she was just going to shove us in the back. And I said, you know what? It's not about Ramona. It's about saying, table 62. Leave no table 62s behind. You know what I'm saying?
She doesn't want to share the limelight, right? And limelight is what you're supposed to get when you're talking in an event for abused women, right?
Like, what are you even talking about over there? And Bethany goes, yeah, that's the opposite of charity. Like, not sharing the limelight. Opposite of charity.
Yeah. I mean, they're making me defend Ramona here, because Ramona's like, whoa, I was going to speak first then, you guys. I mean, that seems like that actually is like a pretty sound and pretty simple explanation for it. It was Ramona's event. She was going to make the opening remarks. Then they could all speak. And I think that's like a pretty open and shut thing right there, you know? So Andy's like, so Luann, you wrote a book on etiquette. Remember that? What was your reaction to it? And Luann just goes, what are we talking about? Are we talking about Ramona being bad? Oh, sure. Oh, it was horrifying. She was horrifying. How terrible. I've never seen something as horrifying as it before. Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
I haven't been that horrified since I heard Liza Minnelli wasn't cast as the new Little Mermaid. I mean, how hard does a woman have to cabaret? Am I right, boys?
I mean, it's like saying Liza with an S. Who does that?
And Luann goes, oh, Luann, stop it, right? You acted atrocious in the birth charge. You need to read your own book and come back. I need massages. I need yoga. The fish room.
I'm like, what the hell is going on with Dorinda? Dorinda, do you not remember 5 minutes ago when you hugged and made up with Luann? What the fuck, Dorinda? Calm down.
He asked me a question. Don't be rude.
Chapter 32.
Don't when be asked rude. The question, answer it and don't interrupt someone else's very articulate and on-point answer. Okay, rude face.
And Andy's like, so, Ramona, you said that you're working on yourself. What are you working on now? And she goes, listen, I am what I am, baby. And they all groan. And Sonia's like, oh, Singer, piece. You're something else.
Yeah, you're a piece of work, Singer, I swear. Don't be rude over there. No, they weren't talking about you. Oh, never mind.
So then is the Tinsley segment. With the loss of her beloved dog, Bambi, and everyone starts, like, laughing. laughing, which is so cold. What the hell is wrong with these people? Did we all forget Bethany's Instagram Live of when Cookie was dying? And she's on there, like, sobbing and screaming and having a fit. And then she showed... I think she showed the dog passed away on Instagram.
The dog was like having a seizure on Snapchat. Like the dog had its own doggy filter on it with a seizure. I'm like, why are you broadcasting this right now, Bethany? Like I felt terrible for her because Cookie, we grew up with Cookie, okay? But that was a lot.
Yeah, that was sad. Bunch of hypocrites. So then we get into the dog. She called 911 for the dogs, and then if we get to the Dorinda is basically calling Tinsley a whore. She's like, well, you're a high price call girl, which is basically what they're all saying. And then they're like, what? Why are you so offended?
Yeah. So they come out of this montage, and Tinsley's, they're basically like, you know, what's the deal with you? And Tinsley's like, you know, I come from a place where you don't talk about money, and it's super awkward to have to talk about money, which I think is like, I think that's actually, again, a fair thing, right? She doesn't want to talk about it. And so... She's like, you know, I grew up privileged and I was like in the biggest house in Richmond and I was the lead in the debutante ball and I was on Gossip Girl and
we got it.
Yeah. We got out of that. Yeah.
And she goes, no, you didn't.
Table 62.
Table 62. Tete a tete, I say. Tete a tete. Private clubs. And Tinsley's like, no, you don't get it, okay? Because you're saying, what are you saying? Scott bought my house where I grew up? And Dorinda goes,
we don't care about the house where you grew up, Tinsley.
I like that Tinsley, she's saying, no, I'm not a kept woman. I'm just a wealthy heiress who did nothing for my money because I inherited it.
Yeah, I wasn't, I'm not living off the money of the man I'm fucking. I'm living off the money of the man I was born to.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not doing nothing and just letting my boyfriend pay for everything. I'm doing nothing and let my family estate pay for everything.
And she goes, go ahead.
She goes, no, I've done work. I was doing branding stuff. I worked with Dior. And Bethany's like, that was years ago. And Sonya's like, not enough to live in that hotel. I'm like, listen, you guys all coast off of something you guys did 25 years ago. Okay. I mean, Sonya, the Morgan letters, please.
No kidding. And it's rumored that Sonya's apartment is the apartment her daughter's father pays for. That's her daughter's apartment. And Sonya's living in it with her while while she's at college or whatever. So Sonya, you're still living off man's money. That's not even, that dumped you a long time ago. So shut up.
Yeah, exactly. Bethany's like, you know what? You don't live in New York, okay? Let's not get it twisted, okay? You don't live in New York. I'm like, you were just talking last week about that you got an apartment in Boston.
Yeah, totally. Bethany's such a fucking hypocrite with all of this and the not showing your man on TV and everything else. And so she's like, oh, okay, so I'm not a New York housewife then. And goes, do you still live in the hotel? She goes, yes, I live in the hotel.
Yeah, you didn't. She moved out in January. I had a pizza to live in there. She wasn't even there. You can watch it on season 3 of Real Housewives of Potomac. No, you don't.
You don't live in that hotel, okay? Because I sent a pizza to Great Falls, Virginia. And guess what? You didn't need it. You didn't need it. And you said you had the biggest house in Virginia.
And Sonya's like, yeah, well, she moved in January, went to Palm Beach, and then moved out again, and then back and then again, and blah, blah, blah. And Tinsley's like, well, I came back in May, okay? So I did go away for a while, but I came back in May. And Dorinda goes, full time.
I'm like, I don't know. What are you guys trying to get at here? Okay. Like, what are you guys really trying to get at?
She's only in New York to shoot the show, that she's really a high-priced call girl that's like flying to West Palm Beach and then living off Scott's money. And she shouldn't even be on the show because it's not fair that she doesn't even live there, is what they're saying.
Yeah. I mean, in some ways, I actually really do understand what they're saying, but the way they're arguing it is just not the best.
Yeah, they're horrible fucking people. It's not nice. And they're going after... Why are you going after Tinsley? What did she ever do to you?
Yeah, exactly. But Dorinda's also just, like, trying to put it under this the guise of, like, trying to get to know her better. She's like, you know what? I actually don't know a lot about you. You know, we don't go out. I'm like, hey, I'm going to the cheese shop today. And you're like... don't respond. And then I'm like, hey, I'm going to walk over to the liquor store, and you don't respond. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to go walk down the sidewalk, and then I don't hear from you. I'm like, that's not fair.
Yeah, what do we know about you, Dorinda? We know that your husband passed away, sadly, and we know that you drink a lot. Like, that's literally all we know about you. And you have a daughter named Hannah. So can we please stop acting like you have some really deep storyline on this show that Tinsley doesn't?
So Tinsley basically starts saying how, you know what, she's like, you know what, like, when I went to jail and had my breakup, I wasn't in my right mind. And when I moved in with Sonia, I wasn't in my right mind. I was shopping every day, trying to solve my problems through shopping. And the women just start talking over her as she's, like, trying to explain, like, what her mental state was. And Andy's just like, let Tinsley speak. Let Tinsley speak, which I feel like should be a T-shirt, right? Like, let Tinsley speak.
Yes.
Let baby have the microphone. So
let Tinsley speak.
Yeah. So then basically, after she got arrested, her family reduced her inheritance percentage on a monthly basis, which is already kind of hilarious. Like, the money that you do nothing for, you're going to be earning a little bit less, but still probably a lot of money that you're still doing nothing for.
Yeah.
And so she moved in with Sonia because her family didn't want her to be living alone. And then once she passed the Sonia test, she was allowed to go, you know, on her own again and get back to real life, which is something she's never really explained. So then they were really happy that she finally admitted this embarrassing detail on national TV and made herself, you know, humiliated herself for all of us.
Yeah. And Sonia's like, yeah, you were shopping every day when you lived with me in small shops. And now you're wearing $4,000 shoes, $10,000 dresses. It's like, well, guys, I was cut off and now I'm not. And then Sonia goes, well, thank you for being a good girlfriend. It's like, well, I don't have to explain myself. And Andy goes, well, they think that they're sharing stuff. And she goes, I share. I mean, I cried. Don't you remember how I cried when Scott left? I cried. And if that was fake, I deserved an Emmy, okay? I've talked about my mother. I got a sweater for my dog. My eggs. It's like, okay.
You're holding back. You're holding back.
And Dorinda goes, well, look, I would like to get to know you better. And Tinsley goes, I only open up to people who care about me.
Yeah. She's like, what about the circus? What about my family? And Bethany just goes, No. She said everything. Yeah. What about when I talked about my dad being an alcoholic and I cried with Luann at lunch about it? Now order wasn't me. No.
Fail.
No, my dad dragged my mom across the kitchen floor, okay? Try that. Okay. Start again, Tinsley. Try to beat that. Okay. No.
And Andy's like, okay, let me just ask this. Tinsley, do you have an arrangement with Scott? Just ask her if she's a whore, because that's what you guys are all saying and then wondering why she's crying about it, you know? She's like, no, absolutely not. Well, are you with him right now? No? Do you see him here?
Table 62. Table 62.
Since the show, have you gotten back together with him?
Or seen him?
Well, I mean, we went on a trip together.
So that's kind of getting back together. Did you have your own room on the trip? She's like, no.
It just didn't work. And Ramona goes, that's sad. That's sad.
She rubs her arm while she's shrugging.
Yeah, that's my favorite Ramona shrug. Whoa, I'm so sad I have to rub my arm to make sure it's still awake so we can hear how sad it is.
And then, okay. Then she looks out at the audience like, whoa. You this crazy idiot? Whoa.
Nothing so you can sorry. Do with this one. Just sad. No babies for this one. The oven is closed.
So then Andy's like, so Bethany, so, what did you mean when you say that Tinsley sets women back 100 years?
Listen, all I meant is that she's just not an example of female empowerment. All I mean is that she's just a very weak woman who women shouldn't turn to as an example. And they should actually never think about her ever again because she's a kept woman. I don't care what she says. And there's nothing that – it's very sad, and women shouldn't be like a – you know what women should be like? Literally anything else but Tinsley. Paperclip? Great. Be like that. Don't be like Tinsley.
Be like him in the envelope. I mean, at least they hold things. All right? Business, business.
So Andy's like, is it possible that she was just raised differently because she's from the South and she has different values? And Bethany's like, oh my God, let's not make it about the South, okay? That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, host of the show. That's idiotic that you said. Who is this? Clay, get rid of him. He's sitting in my chair. Get rid of him.
Yeah. He's like, actually, it's not. I mean, she's a rich debutante from the South. Okay, well, then that debutantes, they set us back 100 years. Yeah, I said it. No more debutantes. You know what I want? You know what I want? Debutante. More like Debbie Knott. That's what I call it. Debbie Knotts.
Dorinda's like, you know what? I think Tinsley should do what makes you happy, okay? I was just like, it'll be more transparent.
Okay.
Okay.
Way to word that one, sucker.
So, yes. So now, after these women have all gotten so mad at Tinsley for not opening up and not being forthcoming with them, we start talking about Bambi. Poor Bambi, the dog that wore a turtleneck sweater better than really most humans can. So this poor dog died. And Andy's like, can you explain the freezing and the unfreezing of the dog? And so Tinsley starts talking. She's like, well, my sister was close to Dog, and he was like a family member, and she wanted to see him, so we had to freeze him. And
you just hear Bethany's muttering under her breath to Dorinda. She's like, if I laugh at this part, I'm literally going to kill myself.
Like, literally just
I'm not going to let myself laugh.
Yeah, I'm not. And he's like, so, and why did the fire trucks come? Oh, because I called 911.
They do that?
Can 911 help with the dog? And Bethany's like, oh my God, oh my God. Oh, keep it together. I feel a nervous laugh. Nervous laugh. It's coming. Oh my God. Nervous laugh. Nervous laugh.
And Dorinda's like, can you hold the dog when it's frozen? And Bethany's like, please stop. Please just stop. And Ramona goes, whoa, they don't do that with people, do they? Like,
Bethany's like, just trying so hard.
People can hold you after? That's great. That's nuts. And Bethany's like, Ramona, I don't know. Ramona, stop it. I'm trying to control myself.
Yeah. Stop it. Stop it. Meanwhile, if someone had done this to Bethany when she's talking about Cookie, oh, it would have been like, it would have been a drama.
You talked about this. I was sharing about Cookie. You said these things.
Yeah, but this is like, we gave some credit to Andy this week for being a little ballsy and calling out Teddy on the Beverly Hills reunion, because I like when Andy gets shady right back with them and calls them on their shit. But this is the moment for him to be like, Bethany, come on, Cookie.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Especially, again, they're like saying, you know, this is probably why Tinsley is hesitant towards sharing things, because they always laugh in her face. I'm not saying it's not deserved. I'm just saying you can't ask for one thing and then just like, you know, think that she's crazy for being afraid to open up to you guys. And then you literally are laughing at her face when this is the closest thing that she has to having a child, you know, and yeah. She's like devastated by it.
Yeah. And so Sonia's like, we weren't making fun of you, Tinsley. We were calling you a whore. Ramona's like, no one was making fun. Okay. Rubbing her arm. Luann's like, no one has heard of it. That's all.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, yeah, he's in Palm Beach now because that's where my dad is in a box. And then my other three chihuahuas. And they all start cracking up under their breath because she's like comparing the death of her father to the, oh my God, so awkward.
Yeah. And so, and Dorinda again is like, listen, I'm sorry for hurting your feelings. I just wanted to get to know you on a deeper level, okay? But I don't know if there is a deeper level there. You know what? It's like jumping into a swimming pool and realizing it was one of those street art things where they draw a swimming pool on cement and it's not really a pool. So when you jump in, it's just surface. It's just surface and you never actually get in there. You know what I'm saying?
She's like, but I'm upset about Scott, and then you act like I have an arrangement. She's like, you know what? It wasn't just me. And Sonya's like, me too. I said that too. I said it too. So then we
did someone talk about arrangements? Yes, I would like a new arrangement of Money Can't Buy You class. That'd be wonderful. Thank you.
So then they take a break, and Luann's like, I need to stand. I need to stand for a second, preferably with a microphone in my hand. And Ramona's like, I gotta pee, okay? This is like every reunion, Ramona gets up to go pee.
I know. So strange to be on stage, but sitting at the same time. How weird. Does someone have some bongos I could play? Maybe to cover my awkward legs? No.
So then we're back. Andy's like, peccadillos, foibles, eccentricities, craziness, wonkiness, Botox eyes. Anybody else? Give me some stuff here, guys. She's like a bar of soap, but she skis on slopes. What am I even doing here? We're here to talk about...
She goes to the farm, but she really hates pharmaceutical companies. Let's talk about it.
She likes playing Sis Twister, and she's got a sister. It's got, I forgot, who are the guests today? God damn it, where am I?
So she just bought a chair and had an issue with her hair.
So the next segment is about how all their weird little eccentricities or whatever that they do.
Chicks
every time.
That make the ladies click.
Yes. And I never noticed this one about Dorinda, did you? Yeah. Where every time she comes in, she goes, oh!
That was really great. I love it when Bravo can introduce us to a new thing that we can incorporate into our repertoire.
Yeah. And then Ramona's is about like showing her butt and her boobs to everybody and going, I have great legs, great boobs. I'm hotter than hot, okay? If you got it, flaunt it, okay? When else can I do it? When I'm 90?
Yeah, and we see all that. And Luann, of course. Luann's is all about her saying, well, my show, cabaret, my show, my show, my show. Hit it, boys. 3, 2, my show.
And Sonia's is farting everywhere. And yeah. Tinsley's is drinking Pinot Grigio. And Bethany's is ordering for everybody, which I find to be the most obnoxious, controlling fucking thing you could do. Okay.
Yeah.
So then Bethany was counting the cabarets and she's like, look, that was only 18. All right. I lost a bet. I lost a bet with myself. Ah, I have to pay myself $18 million and paid. Yeah. Thank you.
You know what? We're all fun. I have to say, we're all fun. Okay. My mind may be shot, but one thing I can detect is that we're a fun group of girls.
Yeah. And Andy's like, so Tinsley, how'd your mom feel about you drinking so much Pinot Grigio? It's like, well, I mean, it's not Coke. And I'm sure she'd be mad about me being called a whore over and over again. And he's like, Ramona, so Hard Rock is, God, oh God.
He goes, well, Ramona, Pinot Grigio used to be your thing. And she's like, yeah, that's right. But you know what? I've moved on to vodka and soda, okay? Because my best friend / daughter, Avery, told me about Hard Rock, okay? Hard Rock is this big thing. Hard Rock is the new millennium drink. It's this infused seltzer vodka, and it's for millennials. They're like, you mean millennials? I don't know. I just know it's called Hard Rock, and you smoke it. It's made of cocaine, okay?
It's millenniums. And he's like, so, Sonia, what do you eat that makes you so gassy? She's like, oh, gosh, well, on these trips, there's just so many options. I eat them all. And just a warning, I just had 2 pieces of chocolate over there.
Crudité. Don't give her crudité. Sonia, step away from the crudité. Listen, you can't spell crudité without rude. Rude. Hit it, boys. Don't be rude. Because I can't be a person next to you who's always rude to me all the time. Thank you. That'll be at the next show. Thank you.
Mandy's like, Dorinda's enthusiasm entering a room is really high. Am I right? And she goes, yeah, I've got a little Oprah in me. Look how she cares. You get a 62. You get a 62. I don't get a 62. I'm ignored. But what else is new, all right?
John Travolta. Also, he asked Luann, he goes, so Luann, seeing that supercut, does that change the way you think about talking about cabaret all the time? And she just goes, because you know, in her mind, she's like, no, I didn't even talk about it enough. She's like, no, I mean, apparently I talk about it too much, but it's what's going on with my life, my fabulous, better than everyone's life.
So they're all okay with Bethany ordering the food. Ramona's feeling herself this season. He's like, and she goes, yeah, you know what? You're right. I am feeling myself. Cause you know what?
Like, I'll tell you what it is.
You know what? I've been working on myself.
And they're like, yes, that's what you always say. She's like, no, physically, I've been working on myself. Okay. You know that song? I've been working on the railroad. Well, guess what? I'm the railroad. Okay. Just call me Acela. Because I'm like a fast Amtrak train, and I've been worked on.
Because what part are you working on? Because you just lied 9 times. So he's like, okay, so there was a scene that was cut that's been going around about you being mean to Tinsley and her makeup. And then they showed this clip. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, but they showed this clip and she's like, Tinsley, you know what? Your makeup, you look old for your age, okay? You look old for your age. You look old for your age. And I look young. I look young and you look old. She's like dancing around the makeup room.
Francine, yes.
And like, then, you know what? It's because I felt closer to her, okay? That's why.
Because we bonded this season, okay? And I was giving her hard love. Maybe it was wrong. I don't know. I'm working on myself, okay? I'm working on giving soft love, not hard love.
She's so full of shit.
I know. And Tinsley's like, I just feel more comfortable in makeup. And she goes like, but you shouldn't have to sleep in your makeup, okay? Right? Like, being with makeup is not like being with a man. You're not going to have a baby when you wake up in the morning.
Makeup isn't single and ready to mingle, okay? And since he's like, but I feel comfortable. I'm comfortable sleeping in my makeup. You sleep in your boobs and I'll sleep in my lashes, okay? Dorinda's like,
is that a little shade? Ivani!
Ivani! I feel like I was sitting under table 62, full of shade.
So then it's Ramona time again. And he's like, you know, it's really crazy, Ramona, that you're always showing your butt and your boobs. Because the first reunion, you literally walked out at the mention of Alex McCord having nude pictures. And then we see the clip of her getting up and walking out. Just pretend I'm not there, okay?
Yeah. She's like, yeah, it's crazy. It's what being on the show will do, okay? Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. I'm like Tyler Swift right now. Variety segment. And we get to see, you know, this whole montage. And Luann goes, yes, well, that's the hard truth, watching that. I mean, that's the reality I live in every day, that I don't think the girls understand. I don't complain about it. I don't really talk about it with you girls because I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I just want to be the bright cabaret star you all need in your lives.
Yeah. And Ramona's like, yeah, but then you messed up. So what happened then? And she's like, well, you know, I did slip, and I can't deny that. And he goes, when did you slip? She goes, oh, it was Easter Day. It was Easter Day. And he goes, so you had two mimosas? Is that still the story we're going with? And then you took a breathalyzer and failed it? She goes, well, yes, because three times a day I take those. And, you know, of course I should have known, but your mind plays games with you. And I thought it's 10 o'clock, and I'll have to blow until 3. And suddenly he goes, oh, blow. Like, somebody's on the side making jokes, and she's like, I thought it would be okay, but there's no margin for error. And that's a very stressful way to live, Andy, you know? And these girls don't understand it. They just don't understand.
Sonia's going to get herself a DUI just so she can fellate that thing 3 times a day. I like it. I feel like we have a relationship.
So she can make blowjob jokes 3 times a day, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I believe it or not, I actually think that when Luann said that, like, this is really stressful and it's a difficult margin of error. And you know, I'm just trying to keep my shit together and makes it hard to give anything to anyone else. I believe it or not, I actually feel like that's a very, like, true thing to say. And that, like, I actually get that.
Yeah, of course.
I think that's, like, you know, because Luann has been crazy this season and she's been very self-involved. But, you know, when she says it like that, I'm like, you know, that actually makes sense. And I actually think that as much as she's been ridiculous, we kind of don't give her enough credit for how hard it actually really is to stay sober, especially if it seems like she doesn't really believe she's an alcoholic. She just believes she was self-medicating. And, you know, it's fair to have a distinction like that, but she has to do this because it was mandated. And I actually get that. I feel like,
oh my God, I do too. Like, even being on a diet and if I'm not drinking, I won't even want to go out. I'll be like, I'm not going to go out if I can't drink. It'll be boring. Like, why the hell would I want to go be around a bunch of drunk people, you know? And so to have to do that or go to jail and have to do it every... Yeah, of course it's hard.
And to know also that in a certain way, your job depends on how entertaining you can be. And if you feel like you are not as entertaining when you're sober, if you feel like you're boring when you're sober or you can't have as much fun and you can't be on the same level as everyone else, and on top of that, you know you're going to be judged by the audience, you're recorded, that actually is really hard to deal with.
Yeah, and Bethany's like, well, you know, you say we don't understand, but we only find out your feelings after this, you know? Like, I've never had a real moment where you say, like, you know, I feel nervous because, like, people are drinking. And look, Bethany, everybody doesn't have to go through your fucking line of approval, okay? Now, why don't you just use every nice thing that you've ever done for anybody against her right now and throw it in her face? Go for it. You're queued up.
Yeah, and Luann's like, well, I didn't feel supported. And I think that's when Sonya goes, fair enough.
Yeah, she's fair point. Like, she's watching tennis, and Bethany's like, you were supported, you were. And Andy's like, well, I think she's saying because everyone was hammered. And she goes, wasted! You didn't consider me. I mean, Bethany, you came into my room to yell at me with a drink in your hand. A drink in your hand!
It is kind of funny in retrospect. That is hilarious.
And then they showed it. They showed the scene where Bethany comes in there and says, listen, I'm not here to talk with you. I'm here to talk at you, or whatever she said. And she's holding the drink. And they show Luann just look down at the drink and back up at Bethany like, oh, God, here it comes, this yelling glass of vodka.
You know what? Before I lay into you, let me just take a drink of this delicious, delicious alcoholic drink, okay? Hold on one second. Was that a loud slurp? Could you hear it? Could you really taste it going down my mouth? Let me drink it again. Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Really, a good social lubricant, making it easy for me to have a conversation with you right now.
And then Bethany just drops to the bottom and goes as low as she fucking can. You know, this is why I can never totally get behind her. She's like, well, a drink in your hand. And Bethany goes, yeah, well, I think you've been drinking too. All right. I don't even think you're taking sobriety seriously. And Andy's like, so you think there are other things outside those mimosas? And she goes, yeah, everyone on this couch has said they've heard stories and, you know, that they know she's not sober, but we're not cops, so I guess it doesn't matter. And she goes, well, yes, what you say actually does matter because it can get me thrown back in jail, Bethany. She's like, oh, yeah. Well, then, okay, well. We don't think you're sticking to it. That's all.
She's like, okay, well, then I will say it again. To any police officers, we don't believe that she's sober. Okay. Just want to make sure all the parole officers hear that. Okay? Great.
God, such an asshole.
So Andy's like, well, the group says you're working, you know, one thing is since you're in a cabaret, you are working in an environment that is not conducive to staying sober. And honestly, you slipped and it was while you were doing cabaret. And she's, well, for me, I'm a self-sabotager. It's just who I am, you know, and that's what I've learned about myself. When I'm doing great, which is right now, because I'm a cabaret star doing great. Did I mention that I'm doing great because I have a poster up of myself in Miami? Yes. So that means I'm in high alert of self-sabotaging. Listen, a wise woman said you have to make millions to lose them. So that's what's happening to me, okay?
And Bethany goes, well, that's prophetic. It's like, shut up over there. She's like, what?
Yeah, when I'm doing great, that's when I need to be careful. It's not the cabaret's fault, because then I'm working the room. I'm working!
And he's like, well, do you think you're an alcoholic? And she's like, I don't know.
Is that the same as cabaret star? Because yes, in that case, yes.
She's like, well, I don't know. I know that I was self-medicating. You know, I was doing that.
And he goes, and he goes, why were you self-medicating? And Ramona goes, well, you know, it's the end of the marriage. And she's like, yes, the end of the marriage. Thank you, Ramona. And she knew the thing with the kids. And I was very lonely.
I was on a highway to hell. Hit it, boys. Highway to hell. It's where I was going to. Highway to hell, which is Ramona's house. Highway to hell. Yes, I am.
I would never buy property there, that's for sure. And Andy's like, well, this sounds like...
I would only
like...
buy a house south of the highway to hell.
He's like, the stuff with Bethany refusing to stop talking about how much she helped you when you were down on the ground. Remember that time? That sounds more like a manic episode. She goes, oh, yeah, well, for sure. I mean, the kids suing me. When I found that out, I mean, that is when I just lost it. And I called Bethany, and she came over. And she goes, yeah, it was scary. And I came over.
She goes, yes, you did, Bethany.
Yeah, I came over when you were at the very worst. At the very You remember that night? Remember you were outside pacing, like talking crazy, and you were wearing that hat? Remember that night? It's like, God, Bethany.
Remember that hat with the cigarettes? Remember the hat and the cigarettes?
God. You know, Bethany's always good. Oh, I'm sorry. Is my hotel Wi-Fi cutting out? I can't tell.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No, I was about to say, Bethany is always good for if you're just trying to sort of gloss over something. Oh, it was a manic episode. Bethany's like, no, I'm going to make sure everyone knows a specific detail that's like not specific enough to explain what's happening, but enough to really paint a picture that seems strange. She's like, yeah,
Remember the hat and the cigarettes? Like, everyone in America is like, the hat and the cigarettes? What is that? Because I'm just imagining Luann in, like, a giant wizard hat with, like, a novelty size, like, a novel, like candy cigarettes or something, doing something strange.
Yeah, she's just outside having a breakdown, pacing around with a fedora and chain smoking, you know? It always sounds like a threat to me. Like when Bethany said, remember that? Remember that? Remember the hat with the cigarettes?
Remember?
It's like, oh my God, well now what's she going to say, you know? And she's like, well, there are things I don't remember. And she goes, yeah, but you remember that night. The pacing, the hat, cigarettes, that's it. Remember. And Ramona's like, you were having a breakdown, okay? And he's like, Dorinda and Ramona, you criticized Luann for staying only 2 weeks in rehab. Did you think she was taking it seriously, or do you think it was a spa day?
Yeah. And Luann's like, well, let me clarify something here, okay? I stayed 3 weeks, not two, but minus 7 days. And I'm going, and then I was like, you know what? I have to keep my cabaret date because going on stage makes me happy and it's my therapy. And everyone at rehab supported me. They were all like, please leave. We can't deal with you talking about cabaret anymore. Go there. It'll make you feel better and it'll make our lives easier. So it's a win-win for both of us.
And Bethany's like, now. She goes, well, you know, listen, Bethany, I can tell you what you don't know. She's like,
this is an inner monologue you're having and it's inaccurate.
She goes, well, what you don't know, let me tell you. She goes,
you were texting me obsessively from rehab, asking me about the house and if you can get money for the house. It was not 3 weeks.
She goes, it was 21 days. I have the paperwork.
Well, no, it wasn't. Now was it? And well, you missed a reunion, and it was disrespectful for me to spend multiple weeks and days living on Team Blue, and you were having a mental breakdown. I'm like, so now it's disrespectful to you that she was having a mental breakdown.
Well, it was disrespectful because she and Dennis pulled strings to get her into this rehab, and Luann didn't take it seriously because she was clearly bending the rules by texting from rehab. But Luann's probably like, well, of course I could text from rehab. Everyone had their phones there. It was marvelous. All these young people, and there was a pool and beautiful sunshine there in Vegas. It's like, you were at rehab at the MGM? That's a pool party, okay? It's a pool party. What are we doing there?
And Luann goes, you're not a psychologist, Bethany. I have a psychologist who's my psychologist. And Ramona's like, well, you know, this is like A, B, C, D, okay? You should have stayed there till E, okay? Because you left at C, right? That's all I'm saying, okay? You're having a nervous breakdown, okay?
And Luann goes, don't talk to me, Miss Pinot Grigio.
Oh, so what? I don't have an alcoholic problem, okay?
Give me a break. Give me a piece of that cabaret break. Am I right?
No, I'm not going to be quiet, and I'm going to give you tough love, okay? I'm going to give you tough love. Stop freezing your dog, okay? Oh, sorry. That was the wrong thing. Listen, this is tough love. Look stupid in makeup. Hey! Sorry, Tinsley, okay? I'm going to give you tough love. You're a hooker. Hey! Sorry, Tinsley. God, what were we talking about again?
Oh, Luann, you're never going to have kids, and you'll never know what motherhood's like. Hey! Oh, sorry, Tinsley. God, I don't know why I keep doing that.
It's like, listen, this is some tough love. I believe you're still drinking on the side. What do you think about that? I think you are. I'm like, oh, my God, you are so vile. You are all so fucking vile. Just leave the woman alone already.
And not only are you all so vile, we owe you debt of gratitude, because without you guys being so vile, I mean, I don't know what we do with ourselves. Thank you for just being utterly entertaining in and out every single season.
Yes. And we will be doing this next week live at a live show. So come see it, everybody. And everybody go to watchyourcrappins.com for our links and show tickets, etc. We are so excited because this means now the weekend officially begins. Whoa.
It's time. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday with our normal stuff. Get your tickets. Time is running out, okay? Just like Tinsley. Bye.